You ready?
Good.
Are we recording?
Yes.
How long have we been recording?
Until I give you the thumbs up.
Oh, we videotaped it too?
Well, we have a because of the elevator.
Yeah.
Downstairs. The elevator, we've gotten by, well, I'll talk about it. I hereby call this meeting of the mayor and council of the township of Clinton to order. It's November 13th, 2024. It is not 7 p.m. It is 7:05. Adequate notice of this meeting has been provided in accordance with the requirements of the Open Public Meetings Act. On November 13th, 2024, a copy of this agenda was sent to the Hunterdon County Democrat, posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building, and made available to the public on the township's website. Would you please join me in a salute to the flag?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Clerk, would you please call the roll?
Councilman Glaser?
Here.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Here.
Councilwoman Switlet?
Here.
Council President Schaus?
Here.
Mayor Malay?
Here. I'm going to quickly make just a few housekeeping comments. One is, we have new audio equipment.
Okay.
So that's wonderful. We do also have an elevator that is in service or under being serviced right now. The elevator, when it died about almost a year ago now, we were able to at least manually operate it while we awaited the parts to repair it. It is now under repair and it will not operate. So what we're doing is we have, for those folks who may not be able to make it up the stairs, in the conference room downstairs, an iPad, and a virtual option for those folks here. Now, the only rub that I have is I can't see if anybody's downstairs. I don't know if we can fix that.
If it's not fixed for the next meeting, I'll bring a different laptop in, so that way we can have,
okay.
I can have.
Oh, because there's no video downstairs, understood. So if there's anybody downstairs who wishes to participate, you'll have to yell.
And the tablet downstairs is muted, so if they want to say anything, they're going to have to unmute and then just announce themselves that they're in there.
Is that sufficient?
It'll be interesting when you have your ordinance public hearings.
Well, it won't actually be, but we'll talk about that in a second. So that being said, can you call the roll or anything?
Mm-hmm.
So let's open the floor to public comments for items listed on the agenda. I keep it brief. Anybody want to come make a comment on any item listed on the agenda? Seeing no movement in the audience, we shall move on to the consent agenda. The items listed below are considered to be routine by the mayor and council and will be enacted by a single motion. Excuse me. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless requested by the mayor, council member, or member of the public, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and voted on separately. Are there any items anyone in the room wishes to have removed from the consent agenda? Nobody in the audience? Seeing no movement, may I have a motion in favor of the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second.
No, Councilwoman Switlet has a motion. Council President Strauss has the second.
Yes.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glaser?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilman Switlick?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Malay?
Yes. We will rapidly move into reports. Councilman Glaser, please.
Yeah, the planning board had a meeting last Sunday, the 4th. The only thing we talked about is an extension of deadlines for the Willis's Bruce Run, recognizing they've had some delays getting the permits from the state, which is a shock. Our next meeting is next Monday, the 18th. We'll talk about the Highlands Legislature tonight when it's introduced, but that's one of the big planning things we're working on. Sewage Authority, they had their meeting last Thursday morning. They had their put in a budget hearing for 2025. It was passed, and it includes the $5 quarter increase I've mentioned once before. And their next meeting is scheduled for Thursday, December 5th at 8:30 via Zoom with the authority's offices. The only other thing I have is a minor thing. Back in August, I mentioned we were opting into the free gypsy moth egg mass survey. The survey's been completed, the DEP's detected no major infestation, so they're not recommending arrow spray, so.
It's pretty bad up north.
Yeah.
Up north.
But here, at least so far, it'll probably come here. That's all I got.
I'm actually fairly surprised by that, yeah.
I was pleasantly surprised, but great.
Councilman Kachanowski.
I have nothing to report.
Very good. Councilwoman Swift.
Last Thursday, I had asked the Environmental Commission and Open Space Committee to have a joint meeting an hour before our EC meeting, and the purpose was to get everyone together to talk about what's left of the Windy Acre grant money, which is $20,000. So we came up with some really good ideas. You know, everyone in the room, we were thinking about maybe a weather station powered by solar and cellular, and allotting some money for the payment of the cellular. One of the ones I really liked was the professional signs of the property. What's her name? Heather, who is our forester, already has all that documentation, but actually go further and point out where like the beehives are and where the new kestrel boxes are going to be going and things like that. So we would like that maybe near the pavilion, and at the entrance, the main entrance of the park. All the things we discussed, we want to do in the exception area, because I literally don't have time to deal with the DEP and asking for permission to put a sign up. So we're going to stay in that location. I'm trying to think about tree identification signs too. They're pretty affordable. So I would really like, what we're going to do is going to put a proposal together, get all information, see how much it costs, and how we can do it. And I would really like to get some of these things, because they're not that difficult to get them done in 2025. There's been projects that have been going on for years that I just, you know, the disc golf tee pads, 2.5 years. Mike McHugh has a sign in his garage for 2 years. I really, if we do it right and you guys tell us how we can do this to try to get it done in 2025. The EC meeting was after, the E-coli project is moving along and the DEP is very responsive. Very responsive. So the testing sites have been identified. We are meeting on Monday on the 18th to identify the sites in person, make sure the paths are clear, and basically once we get the appropriate rain, we're going out and getting it done. Getting it to the DEP, they're doing everything, so really excited about that. And our next meeting is December 5th. Green team meeting is this Tuesday. I don't know if you guys met with Mario again, so whatever with that. Oh, it didn't work? Okay.
Oh, yeah, no, so we met with him the first time.
Got it. I know, I remember you yep. seeing you guys.
Yeah.
And we also have an Annandale train station cleanup this Saturday.
Oh, good.
We're supposed to have like 4. Oh, this will count for the clean communities as well. Yeah. So that's good. Waivers. Now, I know I've talked for a few years about the waiver issue and having to print out papers and people signing in. I mean, I've been dealing this since 2019 when we were putting the mountain biking trails in. It's just not really productive to do it that way. Highbridge, for a very long time, has had waivers that is on their website. So I have been asking for that.
Yeah, and the waiver that's on the website is
literally too Dave specific. Wrote it. Dave wrote it, literally. So, I mean, Mario, me, we've been on the phone with Dave. It's just been like a big unnecessary. It's just been like really a waste of time. I was hoping they can just put this on the website, the waivers. We have Girl Scouts that are going to be volunteering. We're going to have hundreds of trees planted at Prospect West. Mario spent 2 weeks getting waiver information with Dave and everyone for the Green Fair, and they're sitting on his desk at home.
Oh, you mean you're talking?
You had sent over what Highbridge has, and I know
yes.
Dalton liked it. I actually
he wrote something. Them. He didn't must like them. He wrote them.
Oh, okay. Well, I just put something together for Princeton that was sort of a generic
yeah.
to address the situation.
Yeah, yeah.
You talk about. I can also just send you data what I recently put
together. But this is on the website.
It'd be great if you could just show
something. Is that something that they can sign on the website?
So you want it fillable?
Yes, and I had talked to Bill Close. He said I offered WordPress because that's how, but I don't care how it's done. You know, so like when the Girl Scouts are all.
I missed. Okay.
Because, I mean, so what's going to happen is just look at Mario. He's going to get all the signatures and they're sitting on his desk at home.
Well, they should get dropped off with the clerk, quite honestly,
right?
Is the way that that should happen.
Yeah, but he spent 2 weeks making sure the waivers were okay with the town and Dave.
The format, you mean?
Everything. It was excruciating. So this would be a great solution. Maybe Dave wants to look at it one more time. He wrote it, but maybe he wants to just double check it. I don't know.
We can check. We'll see him next week.
Okay. That's it. Bye now.
All right, Council President Strauss.
Thank you. My last emails, unless I missed it, there was supposed to be a Historical Preservation Commission meeting tonight, 7 p.m. Unless they went to virtual, but that was the last I saw.
I wonder if they're with that iPad.
No. I talked to Councilman Glazer before the meeting. We're going to wait until after the league and possibly Thanksgiving to schedule that meeting with the Board of Ed about the pilot funds for public safety. Did have some communication with Chief DeRosa, did receive the reports, and you know, thank you for taking a deeper dive into that, Mayor, with the call trend analysis. Fire, the pumper tender is finally back in service. Did receive reports from the chief. I'm still waiting for the equipment list for possible donation to the southern area after the hurricanes. And there was a few other emails regarding EOC updates and Wi-Fis and computers at the fire station. They received a report from Clinton Rescue Squad, and we still owe them some sort of communication about the capital funds.
They're on for tonight. So we'll communicate that back to them.
And then for the hazardous mitigation plan update with Hunter County OEM. No report from CERT. Received the financial report from fire prevention. And as for other items, I think we're current. I'll take this opportunity to thank Councilman Kochanowski and his running mate for a successful election and smooth transition.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, so from the rec department, we'll get to that later on the left there, the boards. Rec also has been, in addition to working on the playground, they've got their 30 and over basketball program and their co-ed volleyball program starting this month. So those are always very popular programs. I think the high school basketball is already underway. And then we had, I think, all in all, a pretty successful trunk or treat program last couple weeks back, just before Thanksgiving, Halloween. Pretty good turnout, pretty good weather. Unfortunately, it has been dry, so certainly didn't have any rain issues, but it was windy, but pretty good.
Wish we had that issue at the Green Fair.
Yeah, I know. No kidding. Remember those days. And they did have a pickleball tournament back at the beginning of October as well. So good things coming from there. Obviously, we have grant funding for this playground, grant funding for another. We'll just keep chipping away at things as we move along. And then from a personnel perspective, I'm going to keep looking for an administrator at the league. I have some things maybe set up to have some further discussions. And also, we're hopeful to hire a mechanic tonight.
That's exciting.
That is very necessary. And actually, I think with some of the moves we've got planned, we'll have the DPW back up to full strength, which will be really, really helpful. Get some folks moved around.
How are they doing on leaves? I mean, I've been up there. It looks like they're distributed.
I got
from field to field, you know.
I got in like large piles.
And yeah, and yes, you know, spreading it out and
I received,
evenly, so it's not just like this one huge pile.
Yeah.
It's,
okay.
It's nice. It's nice.
I think it makes it easier for the farmer to do it.
Yes.
I actually received some fairly positive feedback on the leaf collection from a familiar individual, Mr. Wilson, up in the Heather Hill Way area, and further received positive feedback on the road work that we did this year. John Drive, Stacy, Michael Lane. So that's coming along. I also, on a side note, I met with a resident of that neighborhood, not that one, a different resident, about some of the issues that they've had, obviously, for a long time with a certain establishment in that neighborhood that causes traffic. And part of the result of some of those meetings I've had is on the agenda this evening for the ordinance for no overnight parking it overnight from 10 to 6, I think it is.
Yes.
And then we've got speed signs set up now. There were never speed signs there. And next year, hopefully, we'll have some funds in the budget to get an additional radar sign or two that we can deploy around town. I'd like to have one put up there a little. I have an address I think that'll work for. And then lastly, we did finally get the approval from the state DOT to go out to bid for repaving Glen Eagles, Muirfield, and Heatherville.
Great.
So that should be coming next year. In addition to hopefully getting, I haven't seen it yet, but we need to be getting an extension on Regional Road so that we can do that. We requested it. They asked for some additional information. Oh. Larry's been following up.
Okay.
So we're going to see where that goes. All right. Ms. CFO, do you have anything?
No.
Nope. Okay. In that case, we're going to move on to appointments, and I would like to appoint one Richard Reynolds to the vacant seat on the Board of Adjustment. I've been meaning to do this for a couple of meetings, and I keep forgetting. So thank you, Lindsay, for putting it on the agenda for me. That'll be to seat alternate number 2. It's a 2-year term that expires 12/31/2025, according to my records. And that is an appointment of and by the mayor, so there's no resolution, no council action. We're all good. We will now move on to ordinance number 1205-2024. This is an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, revising the Township's Highlands Land Use Regulations in response to recent updates to the Highlands RMP, I'm sorry, Regional Master Plan, and Land Use Capability Maps, and amending and supplementing Chapter 165 Land Use Regulations of the Code of the Township of Clinton accordingly. Earlier this year, Highlands Council adopted certain elements or updates to their master plan involving things such as, correct me if I'm wrong, Bill, warehouse, etc. Yeah. So this will keep us in compliance, which is necessary for the processes we've got to undertake as we move into the next round of affordable housing as well. So it's all kind of wrapped up and intertwined with just about everything. Ms. Cecil, did I miss anything?
I'll just embellish a little bit.
Please.
And
you might want to.
Laser's thunder. The other thing that this ordinance is doing, the Highlands Council basically put together a new model ordinance. So substantively, there's not necessarily a ton of significant changes, but they want municipalities to use their new model ordinance. It is a more streamlined version. It is still 55 pages long, believe it or not, that is a streamlined version of what you currently have. And so a lot of, there's a memorandum that your planner put together that, you know, details it more, and obviously we'll talk about it more in the public hearing. Not a ton of major substantive changes, except that you're not, with the regulations that are now proposed based on the model ordinance, you no longer have to mandate clustering for residential developments. So that's sort of the big substantive change. And then the other thing that we're doing, which for me is very important, is we are moving where these regulations are codified. Currently, they're buried under general zoning provisions within some obscure article, and the only way to find them is by literally typing in Highlands into a search box. We're not going to put them into their own part entitled Highlands regulations, so that anyone looking at the table of contents in your code can just find them.
I'll highlight one other thing we're doing. Because we're updating the ordinance, we're going to update the fee structure.
Right.
Because we're going from $125 to $150, and from $250 to $300, depending on what it is. And we're dropping a separate escrow requirement that was there that we no longer need. I don't think it really ever made a lot of sense. So we're
it's just like administratively better for the township, so.
It'll make everything cleaner.
It will.
And in compliance with fines.
Yeah, it's easier to understand. The flow is nice, all that. I mean, the only thing that's sort of difficult about it still is you need to go back to the regional master plan on occasion, which is it makes our ordinance look like baby cakes because it's really super complicated. But that's what the Highlands is about, because it's all about the resources and how to protect them and what you can do in various zones and depending on the resource, it's like a Russian doll.
And the only other housekeeping item in the ordinance is it does provide for an update to the zoning map to show not only the boundaries of the preservation area, the planning area, and your Highland centers, which was already done at the time that you adopted the ordinance last year to establish the centers. But the map is also going to be updated to show the HERS, which is the Highlands Environmental Resource Zones, that stands for, which you had already established in them last year, but this time now it'll be shown clearly
on the map.
Zoning map. So again, it's a lot of housekeeping.
But what a housekeeping also, we'll keep going. It automatically adopts the maps. In the past, we had to keep updating our maps and stuff like that. Now, it kind of auto-adopts the maps as the Highlands make changes. They don't make tons of changes. They're very judicious. But when they do, it's important to keep current.
Yeah, so we now have pass-through language.
Right.
So that we don't have to keep going back and amending the ordinance every time we make a change.
Is this, do we need to have this in place also if they're going to assist with any, or I don't know what our numbers are, did we get our numbers before the housing?
Absolutely. Yes.
Okay, so this needs to be in place.
That's one of the drivers. This is a driver of that.
Okay. It's certainly driving, yeah, and it's also driving very important.
Very important.
That's why we're trying to get it done by the end of the year, yeah. Because it is a good factor into the analysis.
Any questions? If none, may I have a motion to introduce this ordinance?
I'll make the
motion.
I'll second. You do it.
Okay,
I'm the second.
Roll call.
You worked on this puppy.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Malloy?
Yes. And without objection, we'll set the public hearing date for this ordinance to be December 11th. Our next, well, we'll get to that in a second. Our next regularly scheduled council. All right.
Okay.
We'll discuss it in a second. Right. Yep. We'll next move to capital bond ordinance number 1206-2024, a bond ordinance providing for various park and recreation improvements in and by the Township of Clinton in the County of Hunterdon in New Jersey, appropriating $1.75 million therefore and authorizing the issuance of $1,662,500 bonds or notes of the township to finance part of the cost thereof. To set the stage a little bit, I think we've talked about it ad nauseum, I feel like, but it kind of coincided with the deterioration of the Field of Dreams that we also had to construct a playground ADA compliant at the Marukian site, or Kramer's Creek, I don't know, I heard if we refer to it these days. And we started with a relatively modest budget, and then last year the state came out with an inclusive playground grant, and it's a matching grant. They would offer $750,000, and in exchange we would have to match it and build a little bit more of an inclusive playground. The Recreation Committee has been working hard on different options with trying to stay within a budget of about $1.5 million. And they came up with a few different proposals. This particular one is the one they like the most. It comes with a $200,000 discount if we can place the order by the end of the year. The bond ordinance is necessary because regardless of whether we do take advantage of this particular layout or another, we will have to front the money for the grant. So the intent here, at least my intent, is really to borrow as little as possible and then pay it back pretty much right away. We have already set aside, I think it's $340,000, something in that range. We obviously have the $750,000 grant. We've applied for additional grant money. And we do expect to receive some funds from an affordable housing project.
Our plan was to appropriate more for next year.
Correct. So we did have to pad it a little bit, just to have a little bit of a contingency, and also because of bond costs, quite frankly, that were not anticipated really in that $1.5 million budget that the rec committee was working off of. So that's where we're at. If we introduce this ordinance, I would ask that we schedule a special meeting for December the 3rd. We would then cancel our November the 27th meeting, night before Thanksgiving. We do need a little bit of extra.
Never a good idea.
It was there just in case we had to have a quick one.
Just joking.
This one will do if we can do it on the 3rd, because I think something of this magnitude, if it was something else that we needed to do really quick, we could come in, we could come out of that November 27th meeting and not that night. The night before Thanksgiving, borrowing $1,007,500.
Yes, I'm good.
It doesn't strike me as a very good thing. Not a good look, and it's not transparent.
Yeah,
just not good.
I agree.
Appearances aside, it's just not good government. So I would propose a meeting. I would be in attendance probably in person on the 3rd. I think we do kind of a hybrid, and anybody who couldn't make it.
You need four?
We need four votes in the affirmative to pass it.
Okay.
Ideally, it would be great if we had all five of us in attendance. So I would say we could do a virtual meeting. Those of us who want to come in person can do. Those of us who want to be virtual can do. And then again, we would cancel that on November 27th.
December 3rd, Tuesday.
December 3rd, Tuesday. Yeah. And there are more in front of us. They were different angles.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
We will have a fence.
Are they lighting?
We're not going to light it. We're going to close the parking lot.
Oh.
I don't.
That would be a lot.
Yeah.
This is really nice. Hmm.
The Recreation Committee was very excited with this particular proposal.
No,
it's much more robust than what they had been looking at before. And I think it really would serve the community very, very well. And it would be a great replacement for what's gone now, because Field of Dreams is officially closed, taken out, seeded, grass, no dirt.
Back to the church.
And this is small enough where we don't need like a storm.
Correct.
Okay.
Just.
Okay.
Because we have to include the parking area for it.
Got it.
And I would propose, I think Councilman Glazer, you've gone and looked as well.
Right.
There's probably sufficient lighting along the road, mm-hmm. Rumpel Drive, to at least cover the entryway a little bit.
So, the Brian said we could play with the lights if we have to do something. Right. We don't want to put in new lighting because it gets super expensive.
Not sure.
Yeah. I'm good for the 3rd.
Besides, I'd have to recuse if we started talking about lighting.
Yeah.
Council President Strauss was not available on the 4th. We would have tried to do it on the normal meeting night, but I didn't want to risk it. So, questions?
No, I mean, this is part of our affordable housing plan as well. We really need to put something there.
Right. And
that's part of the deal.
And the discount is sort of compelling.
Yes.
We're going to do
yes.
something. Take the money. Leverage is what we can do.
Yeah.
Our state grant, we've got to start building by May anyway, so we're
right.
to get them to put on.
And hopefully we get a county grant
somewhere,
right? Because we do have another grant. We applied for $150,000. If we
right.
get all or part of it, that reduces the load on this as well.
Right. Right. Yeah. So it's, in fairness, it's a little more than we thought it was going to be, but
yeah.
the state money we're leveraging and be good amenity for the township. But.
Well, it has to be something somewhat significant like this, because it is replacing an old playground that we had near the church, you know?
Exactly.
We'd have to have something.
And again, we've lost the Field of Dreams.
That's what I mean.
So this
right.
is, yeah. Oh, yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Okay. I was saved by the church, because my church
better. Well, you know what? It's odd. When I was newer to the area, I never went there.
Oh, I'm like, it's
because I just thought it was a church playground.
Oh,
there
got
you go.
It. Yeah.
So I always thought that location was a little...
I think the residents would like to have some nice replacement like this.
Yeah.
What's the name of the park going to be? Or that's for another day. Or the playground.
Glazer's.
No.
We'll figure that out.
I know it'll be a thing, so I thought I'd throw it out there.
Maybe we should name it after Christine.
That's right.
So 12-3.
12-3. So if no questions, may I have a motion? Actually, I'm going to make a motion to introduce with the public hearing set on 12-3.
Second.
At 7 p.m.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik.
Yes.
Council President Strauss.
Yes.
Mayor Millett.
Yes. Thank you very much. Last, we have an ordinance number 1207-2024, an ordinance of the Township of Clinton in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, prohibiting overnight parking on Muirfield Lane, Glen Eagles Drive, and Heather Hill Way, and amending Chapter 7 of the Code of the Township of Clinton entitled Traffic. The underlying issue here is there occasionally are, and probably sometimes more occasion than residents would like, any times more than residents would like, but more frequently than should happen, tractor trailers will come to make deliveries to Hyannis, the greenhouse facility that's agriculturally covered behind the neighborhood. And they don't take deliveries after 4 p.m., I think it is, but what the sign says, which is what their approvals all provide for. And as a result, the tractor trailers will park there. They'll come late at night, they'll park there overnight, they'll disturb the residents, they'll block traffic. You name it. Certain things have happened that I've heard about, that it just, stuff happens. And there's really no way for the police to enforce the intent of, I think, the restrictions that were placed on the planning application.
This will give them a leg.
This will give them a leg.
Yeah. I actually thought parking was outlawed years ago, to be honest with you.
We did a little bit of research. Why, this has been going on for a little while.
Yeah, I'm sure. I never looked at the ordinance. I'm like, oh.
Well, this is a residential area. You can't have...
It's unique with this use, yes, at the end of the street.
Yeah. So I think it's much needed.
Yeah.
I think it's a step in the right direction. You can always adjust. If it's not working, if something needs to be tweaked, if it has unintended consequences, but I think we have to make an effort to do something.
Agreed.
So, in that case, may I have a motion?
I'll move.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer.
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski.
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik.
Yes.
Council President Strauss.
Yes.
Mayor Millett.
Yes. We'll now move through resolutions.
When's the hearing?
Oh, sorry. Thank you very much. Let's set public hearing for this for December 11th. The same. Next regularly scheduled meeting, because we're canceling the 27th.
I'm looking at Trish, can I ask a question? Is there any benefit in doing the Highlands ordinance at the special meeting to get it done a little sooner? The 20-day period, I mean, sooner is better than later for affordable housing. We've got till January period. I don't like doing the special meeting particularly, zoning, but.
You have no risk with the 20-day estoppel period, didn't you?
I mean, it'll still go into effect prior to the end of the year.
Right. Yeah. We still have the Highlands review that we need to build in, though, because they need to review our ordinances.
Correct, but you don't know what the turnaround time, the turnaround time could be.
That actually argues for having it on the 11th.
Well, it's kind of for the 11th or the 3rd. The Highlands.
Well, I mean, we can send it to them after it's been introduced.
Oh, yeah, we did that before. That solves our problem.
Yeah, I'm thinking more like, I thought it would be more like a planning board process where they'd have to review it before we adopt it. I'd hate to
we could adopt it if they were to send it back.
So, yeah, they don't have to review it prior to adoption. They just have to review it and sign off on it before it goes into effect. But I think if you send it after it's been introduced, they can at least get started.
Right, after we do those old housekeeping things, a few conferences, they won't care about those.
Yeah, and they can be also reviewing the ordinance. Yep. During that 20-day estoppel period, you don't have to wait for 20 days. So, I know the timing, it definitely takes it down to the wire, but I think especially on this sort of ordinance, I would rather you did it at a regular meeting, if you guys are okay with that.
Yeah, and that actually gives the planning board two meetings to consist in case it doesn't happen next week.
Well, and it also, quite honestly, it also will help. Not that we have time to notice it, even if you're going to do it at a special meeting on the 3rd, but
better.
We'd rather have, in case there's a glitch, let's just, or do it.
Thank you.
Okay. Now I think we're set.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
Roll call vote. All set. 11th. Good. Mm-hmm. We'll move on to resolutions. The first being resolution 2024-229, a resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton, amending the Lilac Road Improvement Contract with Asphalt Paving Systems to increase the final contract amount to not to exceed $205,000, amendment to resolution number 2024-193. And Ms. Licata can correct me where I may go astray, but there was a little bit of extra preparatory work that was required by the contractor before the crack filling, before they did the micro seal. And in the opinion of the engineer, it was warranted and necessary. So this codifies that essentially it's a change order.
Field change, yeah.
Yeah. And that project did come out very well, quite honestly.
I think it looks good. I hope it lasts.
For the amount, it's a fraction of the cost of repaving it, and we'll extend the life of the road so that we can deploy our scarce resources where they need to be. May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glaser?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Mullen?
Yes. Next, we have Resolution 2024-230, a resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the purchase of two HP servers, two storage devices, one license, and one battery backup from GovConnect Connections, Incorporated through the Hunterdon County Education Services Commission, HSECS-CAT-01, in an amount not to exceed $13,000. Much needed server upgrade. Very rapidly, the police server for videos off of their videos, off the body cameras and the car cameras, right, too, was reaching being completely full. So we had to have to do something fairly quickly. They kind of put a Band-Aid on it, but we'll need to do something a little bit more long-term here and at the township building, and I believe there's a third one. Is it Public Works? No. I thought there was a third one that would eventually be.
Eventually, maybe fire?
I don't know.
I mean, we contemplated some of this in the budget, so thankfully we budgeted some money and sufficient to cover this, so it worked out pretty well.
Okay. Any questions? If no, may I have a motion?
So moved.
May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glaser?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Mullen?
Yes. Next, Resolution 2024-231, a resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the purchase of a 2025 Ford Escape from Nielsen Ford through Education Services Commission of NJESC Co-op number 65MCES. CCPS-ESCNJ. This is for the construction department. Many of the funds for this will come from funds dedicated to the construction department. Some of the part, at least in part, correct?
They're part of his fine money, or his violation money, and part of his budget.
Right. Any questions? In that case, may I have a motion? I'll make the motion. May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glaser?
Yes.
Councilman Kachanowski?
Yes.
Councilwoman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Mullen?
Yes. Now we have Resolution 2024-232, a resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton, ratifying a memorandum of agreement between the Clinton Township Fraternal Order of Police Lodge Number 182 and the Township of Clinton Patrol Officers. This is for the patrol officers. I think that's what that means at the end.
Correct.
Not the Township of Clinton Patrol Officers, because I think, yeah, that's redundant. Right. So long negotiations, I think, fair. You obviously have all the information on the contract and the agreement that we've reached. The FOP has ratified the agreement from their side, or the MOU at least. So I think all in all, getting these two, this one and the next one, done will be very beneficial to all. Any questions, comments, concerns? Seeing none.
Thanks for hard work negotiating.
Yeah. There's some give and take. There's extra steps. There's a bump for the top end. Right. Everybody else stays on their scale, so that's a big thing.
Comp time fixes.
Well, seeing no questions, then may I have a motion?
So moved.
May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glaser? Councilman Kachinowski?
Yes.
Councilman Switlik? Sorry.
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Malay?
Yes.
Sorry.
The last name alone is hard to say.
And the second half of that is the resolution number 2024-233, resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton, ratifying a memorandum of agreement between Clinton Township Superior Officers Fraternal Order of Police Lodge number 182 and the Township of Clinton. This is for the sergeants and the lieutenants. Slightly different, but pretty much the same, right? Salary scales are different. Gives them a little bit more of a buffer between the sergeants and the lieutenants, that sort of thing. Questions, comments? If not, I'll make a motion. May I have a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kachinowski?
Yes.
Councilman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Malay?
Yes. And then, Ms. Cecil, I will need you to take note. At the beginning of next year, I would ask that you draft an amendment to our outside detail ordinance to increase the rate about $10 per hour. And I will propose that to the council for consideration. And I think we'll probably also want to consult with the chief about adjusting the administrative fees. But I'll put that on the record. So that'll be coming 2025. We'll move now to resolution 2024-234, a resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the hire of Walter Lacaris as a full-time mechanic in the Department of Public Works. I would assume nobody has an objection.
Absolutely.
May I have a motion?
I'll move. Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kachinowski?
Yes.
Councilman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Malay?
Yes. And thanks go to Director Meixel and Acting Administrator Close for getting that done. We now have resolution 2024-235, a resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the purchase of emergency responder gear and equipment from Continental Fire and Safety through New Jersey State Contracts 17-Fleet-00805 and number 17-Fleet-00757 in an amount not to exceed $25,000. So this is part of an agreement we had with Clinton Fire and Rescue, listen to me, Rescue Department, South Branch Emergency Services now. Some years back, we'd agreed to help contribute toward the rehabilitation of an ambulance. And we've had to try to kind of find ways to do so. So these equipment purchases will help to settle the deal. Of note for the Finance Committee, historically, at least for the last two decades, the township has purchased and donated an ambulance to the squad. The timing for that will be coming up next year, probably, for action. If we were to keep on that schedule and continue to do that same process. So for your consideration and as you start crafting the budget, and how you want to think about it. Anybody have any questions, comments?
Just my apologies, I didn't realize that there was no designation on there. I didn't realize it was going to them.
Yeah, this is going
to them. I thought it was a fire purchase, so.
Good.
Okay, good.
May I have that motion then?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kachinowski?
Yes.
Councilman Switlik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Malay?
Yes. And then we have resolution 2024-236, resolution of the mayor and council of the Township of Clinton authorizing the purchases of emergency responder gear and equipment from All Hands Fire Equipment through New Jersey State Contract number 21 dash...
Food.
Is it food?
Yep.
That is... I was going to ask
it. I took a second look. I'm like, what?
21-food-05224 in an amount not to exceed $11,000. Same thing. Questions?
Different vendor.
Different vendor, different equipment.
Same destination.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. If no questions, may I have a motion?
So moved.
I'll second. Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kachinowski?
Yes.
Councilman Spitalik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Malloy?
Yes. And last of the items on resolutions is Resolution 2024-237, Resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton to amend Resolution Number 2024-215, authorizing the purchase of body armor panels for police officers from Midwest Armor to Velocity Systems in an amount not to exceed $6,000. So here we're just simply changing the vendor.
Yes, the original vendor did not comply with getting the business registration with the state of New Jersey, so they can't use them as a vendor at this point.
Simple enough. Any questions? May I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kachinowski?
Yes.
Councilman Spitalik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Malloy?
Yes. And our last item of business, the new business, is Resolution 2024-238. This is a resolution of the Mayor and Council of the Township of Clinton regarding maintenance guarantee and supplemental performance guarantee provided to the township by Chabad of Hunterdon County in connection with development approvals for the property located at 63 Payne Road and designated on the township tax maps as Block 90, Lot 2.15. This project is now complete. The landscaping that was required has been put in. The time that would have required a maintenance bond for all of the work has expired. 2-year period's over. So this is simply a return of all the escrow and bond surety back to the Chabad.
Okay.
Yep.
I'll move.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Councilman Glazer?
Yes.
Councilman Kachinowski?
Yes.
Councilman Spitalik?
Yes.
Council President Strauss?
Yes.
Mayor Malloy?
Yes. No correspondence. We'll move to public comment. Anybody from the audience wish to make any public comment? Open whatever you want to talk about. Seeing no movement in the audience, we are not going to have an executive session. Before we adjourn it, a reporter to him. It's a full agenda. The last couple of minutes.
Oh, I'm sure she'll be listening. She's listening.
What's great is she might be listening and she'll be able to hear it and understand it all because we have new audience.
Wow, you're really excited.
Thank you very much, and Kim and everyone else, Taylor, Bill, everybody. Yeah, no, it's been pretty. Have you ever had to try to listen to one of those?
No.
Brutal. Mr. Glazer, do you have something you'd like to tell us? I'll second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed? We're adjourned.
Yeah.